Mornings, David Lee Roth on 92.3 Free FM.
Дэвид Ли Руф. Столько силы. Вы можете ее почувствовать. Это чистая сила. Radio Roth 6M.
Okay, I got great news here. Great news. First, we got executive breakfast in the other room there, boys. We got steak, and a whole lot of steak coming up from the Palm West. Thank you so much from the GM, Chris Gilman, and Chef Sean. Sean, you outdid yourself this morning. Executive breakfast every Friday morning. You know, I installed it. Who's doing the schedule around here? And we go directly to the Palm West. That's 250 West 50th Street. You can find them at 250 West 50th Street. That's the Palm West. And that's the power that we run on here. That's the fuel we run on. That's why I was so surprised when Lloyd Kaufman from Troma Studios, he says he's a vegetarian. I don't buy it. You can't do artwork like that on vegetables. You know what vegetarian is? That's a Navajo word. It means literally, he who cannot hunt. Oh, yeah. And you know, and you know what? I have a really interesting turn of events here, my friend. I've been pitching Sheila Kelly, the developer of S Factor, all morning long, right? And her publicist just called us up, like literally 3 minutes ago, to go, oh, by the way, Sheila is still in Los Angeles. Okay? Now, this has been hooked up for over a week, probably a little bit longer than that. The request was made to have her come on the show and talk about strip teasing and pole dancing. But it turns out that Sheila actually is a stripper, more than we ever thought. Okay? What could be more perfect than calling up 2 minutes in front of advance and going, I can't make it. I got to go get my nails done. Huh? Yeah. I think what happens... And you know, my broadcast career is only 5.5 weeks long, okay? And this has happened a couple of times. And I think that what the publicists do is they let you hype them up, you know, all morning and pump it and pump it. And then at the very last second, they go ahead and pull it off and they tell you, well, so-and-so didn't catch her plane. Who's getting on a plane at 7 a.m? Coming from wherever. Who doesn't know that their client isn't in town on this show? What do we have? Close to 1.5 million of you listening to this. Every one of you who tuned in, and I was pitching her yesterday, etc. Sheila, I'm not going to say it because my sister likes you, but Sheila, I'm going to think it. I'm not going to say it because my sister takes your class and she recommended that you come on the show, but Sheila, I'm going to think it to you. Sheila, I'm thinking it a little bit louder to you. Now, Animal, you've got a little something on the inside from the S-Factor class. Go ahead and share with us what that is.
Yes, yeah. By being at Crazy Girls, it's a couple of girls at Crazy Girls swear on a stack of Bibles that Sheila stole the idea from them.
And we know which girls they
and
are.
We know what girls they are. That's... They was going to do it first, and then she took the idea and ran with it.
Okay.
You like that?
That was Sin, and who was the other girl?
Millennium.
Millennium has been working there. She's an amazingly
gorgeous
black woman.
Yes,
I've sat with her many times. I've dropped my mortgage into her G-string many more times than I would like to remember. Actually, I love to remember, but I hate to say it in public. Actually, I don't hate to say it in public.
Yes, sir. And Sin also won the pole dancing contest that she put on last summer. Sin, she came out. They brought it to her, to the club, and they announced it on the speaker, and she came on stage, and she got a pole. That's just how good Sin is.
Sin is amazing. She's got a mohawk.
Yes, a mohawk, yeah.
I don't know what her background is ethnically, but she's a cross between...
She's very gothic.
Really gothic. And you've seen her in a number of different videos for rock bands. And
I hooked up with a couple... let me see. What's the one that James Little Mingo in? What's the name of that?
Black Label Society?
Yeah, Black Label Society. I hooked her up with that. She did great in that, man.
Well, she's a contortionist is what she is.
Yeah.
And then... But Millennium is amazing. And she's been doing amazing pole dancing for a number of summers at that club. I think it's an interesting connection that you're making here.
Yes, sir. She do things on poles that's impossible to do, man. I don't know how she does it, but she do it, man.
And now somebody's teaching it. That's an interesting connection that they're making. What is Carmen Electra's connection to stripper class? Because she has those videos as well. Doesn't she? I've seen her dancing in front of a mirror with a bunch of guys and gals behind her. Is that actual dancing or is that just lukewarm porno?
I think it's lukewarm porno, and I love it!
Anyways, my friend, Sheila Kelly isn't on the show today. Her publicist just called up 1 minute before the show to say that Sheila somehow accidentally, even though this was planned a week ago, was in Los Angeles and she never actually made it. Matt, do you have any updates on this? Well, she never made it to the show, and she's never ever going to be on this show, okay? This is like the third time somebody's tried this, where we advertise somebody over and over and over again. I spent the whole first hour humping on this, right? And then the publicist gets their fill, and they call up and go, oh, well, so-and-so missed their plane from Burma. I'm telling you, nobody's getting on the plane to make the show this early in the morning. Goodbye to you, Sheila.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think they do? Will stripper class ever make it into rehab? maybe that's a therapeutic thing that you do, rehab.
You definitely go to rehab, but not for stripping. It's the stuff that keeps you stripping. I done seen them come. I done seen them go. I done seen girls come in about 140 pounds. They leave at 100.
Ooh, that's a whole nother subject matter.
Another subject. Yeah.
Quick trip to rehab. And I understand that the emails are piling up out there. So we're going to open up the phones again. 866-313-3733. And you tell me the song that you would check into rehab on and the one that you would check out on. Because I see here that Philip Seymour Hoffman, he's got a drug problem. Well, he did have a drug problem. I used to party. I wouldn't call it a drug problem. I would just call it drugs. It was never really a problem. Back in the day. And, so we have a vague idea of the musical selections that may be applied. Animal, you seem to have a thought.
Oh, no, it was something about you. It was an interview you did. Somebody said, Dave, are you doing more drugs now since you're famous? You said, no, I'm just doing better drugs. You remember that? I don't know where it was from, but I remember that quote, man.
Yeah, I used to. You know what happens is that it becomes boring. Like anything else, becomes predictable, becomes familiar, like strippers conking out on you 2 minutes before the big date. Huh?
Oh, man.
Although I keep signing up for that one. I gave up on the get high, but I never seem to be able to quit the strippers. Just when I try to get out, they pull me back in. Anyways, guys, if you have the list in the back there, producers, of some of the songs that they've already volunteered here for, going into rehab and going out of rehab, I'll read the list completely at the end of the show. But next Friday, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take all of these songs, because these are weekend tunes. I'm going to go have a drink tonight. That I did not give up. And I'm going to go find a real stripper. In fact, I know exactly which one I'm going to find. And I know exactly what kind of dance she's going to do on that pole. After work. These are the drinking songs. These are the songs that are going to get you into rehab so far. George Thorogood, one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. But I like the George Thorogood song, I Drink Alone. That'll send you to rehab. Then you have Van Halen, Take Your Whiskey Home. Guns N' Roses, Mr. Brownstone. We got a clever audience here. Clapton, Cocaine. The Allman Brothers, Needle in the Spoon. Pink Floyd, Comfortably Numb. Oh, it gets better. Oh, no, this gets better. This is during rehab. Ready? The Animals. We got to get out of this place. And, of course, not Animals. This is Animals' house. He suggested Night Nurse. Thinking creatively. He's not just rehabbing. He's working on his aerobic content at the same time. Metallica, Sanitarium. Shakira, La Tortura. We got to get Shakira on the line here. You think Shakira would call in late? I hope so. It would ruin my preconception. I will always treasure my preconceptions about Shakira, and they're all larcenous, man. Anyways, again, thanks to everybody at the Palm West, for executive breakfast. Let's cut more to the crash here. You got to call, buddy. Swing, 866-313-3733. What's going to send you to rehab, bud?
Are you ready?
I'm completely ready. They're writing this down in the background. Go ahead.
Okay, the first song we call rehab will be Living After Midnight. I think it's Judas Priest or the Scorpions.
That's Judas Priest.
While you're in rehab, will be tonight there's going to be a Jailbreak by Thin Lizzy.
Excellent choice. Excellent choice.
And when you're getting out, it's Ozzy himself. Mama, I'm coming home.
Wow. You know what? The Van Halen songs and the Ozzy songs keep showing up in this format.
Well, let me tell you about Van Halen. If it was Jack, the son would be Rock the Cradle. When the cradle will rock. Hey, what's up?
That's so cool. Plus, if it was Gary Cherone singing for Van Halen, you could just watch the video of the vagina monologues while you're in rehab, right?
Thanks, man. I'll go up here.
God bless. 866-313-3733, and the list grows longer. We got to create like our own soundtrack for Fridays, and evidently this is it. Although, what would you play? The one that you play when you get out of rehab, or are you celebrating the way you're in? It all came across because I've got the interns are saying what? Go ahead.
In the morning, play going in. Midday, play during. And at the very end, leave with the one coming out.
Excellent. You're going to be big in radio, son. Okay. And we're going to be big at the Palm West. Don't forget the Palm West, 250 West 50th Street. Special thanks to Chef Sean and all the GMs, guys, Chris Gilman and stuff down there. Executive breakfast. You can tell we're fueled. This has been a hopping morning, hasn't it? Give me some track there. Jam on it, baby. All right, all right. Let's have our own stripper class. Actually, here we got an email from Plano, Texas. A typical Texas old song for prior to rehab. Oh, this is the great one. Wasted Days and Wasted Nights by Freddie Fender. Yeah. Wasted days and wasted nights. Yeah. He was the first of the Latino wave. They never admit that, but, you know, por si hay las moscas, just in case. Now you know, baby. That was the first. That without Freddie, there's no J-Lo. Without Freddie, there is no Los Lobos. Sorry, go ahead, Brent.
No one's came up with tequila yet.
Ah, but can you actually play that? Turn the track off. With visions of Pee Wee Herman dancing in your head. Oh. He's going to be celebrating tonight, too. You want to go out and get a drink?
Oh, yeah.
You want to go chase girls?
Sounds good.
Okay. And maybe we'll get a Freddie Fender and get them to play Freddie Fender, and they could dance to that, right? Wasted Days, Wasted Nights. Also, Fran from Philadelphia. She's got, here's a great song, Neil Young's The Needle and the Damage Done. Okay, that's a exiting rehab, right? Don't we have Jonathan Demme, the director of the Neil Young film? Actually, he'll probably call in 2 minutes before his interview and quit on us. But this is part of our pattern here at Roth Radio. And I don't want to break the chain. So I'm just going to pump him up, and I'll pitch it, and I'll prop up the project, and you'll never actually meet him, but neither will we, and you should be sick. It's an American compromise. You're happy that you lost half of your stuff because I lost half of mine. It's always a compromise with these guys. But Jonathan Demme, who directed the Neil Young picture, is going to be a guest of ours, I believe, next week or something like that. Do you know, Hutch?
I'm not sure. Was that called that the Greendale thing? That was that one?
Yeah. No. It's Neil Young. Oh. And I forget what the actual title is, but there's a new, I believe it's a concert film or some such. And he's done a lot of good movies, so he'll pop on in here. Also, I wanted to have our friend from Troma come in, Lloyd Kaufman, and review the Oscars next week.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be great to review, quote-unquote, legit pictures. Do you agree, Hutch? What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I think Lloyd would be absolutely fantastic. What a sense of humor.
We should have asked Lloyd what would be his favorite rehab song. We got a lot of questions for Lloyd, one of the better guests here, yeah?
Maybe that chicken song.
You know, we listened to a little bit of the chicken song, and I'm not content with it just as it is. I think we need to do a mashup of that. I'm going to hand it off to Alberto in the back there and see if he can't create something truly interesting out of this, okay? Take another call here, Hutch. Let's see what the rehab lights have lit up early. Go ahead. You're on, friend.
Roth Radio. Hey, good morning, Dave.
How are you, friend?
I'm on line 95 driving. I almost ran somebody over waiting on the line here.
Okay, and what are your song selections?
Well, I was told that my song going in was already taken, but how about Coming Out, I'm Free by The Who?
Oh, that's excellent. That's a great tone.
Maybe you might come out and be pissed off, so you might want to say, give me back my bullets, my linen skin.
Okay, that's an excellent one. And that's your whole call there?
Yeah, basically.
I think you got...
I don't have a hands-free set, so I don't want to be getting no tickets up here.
This sounds like great ideas, man. Great stuff. Thanks for calling in. Roth Radio.
I enjoy your show, and I enjoy listening to you every morning.
Hey, thank you, friend. We enjoy talking to you. 866-313-3733. What did he just say?
He said... Give me back my bullets from Skynyrd.
Okay.
And I'm Free by The Who.
I'm Free.
I'm Free. I know what that song is.
I'm Free!
That's from Tommy, right?
Yeah.
Excellent stuff. Track back, please. I told you, you're going to get ideas out of... I told you he could play anything, right?
Ryan got me on fire up here, dog. Wish y'all could see him, man. This dude is awesome, man.
Well, you can tell it's Friday. I could tell the minute I walked in here. Oh, we're all rocking. 866-313-3733. Ed, number five. Go ahead, Hutch. You're talking to D-Row Holmes. What's up?
Yo.
Go ahead.
I got some songs.
Give them up.
All right, I got High and Dry by Def Leppard for going in.
Excellent.
I got Planet Caravan by Black Sabbath.
Love it.
In there. And I by Kiss when you're leaving.
What is the last one again? Say the last one more time.
The song is I, and the group is Kiss.
I? What is I? I don't know this song. What is the lyrical content of that? Share that with us.
Ooh, I believe in me.
That's typical Gene Simmons. Okay, continue. I think we got the gist of it. Have you ever been in rehab? Are these the songs that actually contributed to your subsequent deconstruction? Or are you planning ahead like I am?
Planning ahead.
God bless you. Thanks for calling. Roth Radio. Brian?
I got another Kiss one for going in. Cold Gin.
Oh, right. You know what? What song also is that? That's a whole nother song. That's somebody else's tune. I gotta think about that. If they unconsciously stole the song, I'm impressed. If they consciously stole it, I'm really impressed. I can't believe how many people are participating on these phones here. Just go ahead and dial them up, Fudge. This is going to be an amazing list.
Call from Dallas, Dave. Chris.
Dallas, Texas.
How's it going, Dave?
It's going great. Where are you going to go tonight? Are you got anything interesting planned?
I've got three kids, so I'm taking them out to dinner.
Okay. And what are your songs before, during, and after rehab?
Well, before would be Highway to Hell.
Excellent. Excellent choice.
During would be the theme to Barney. I love you, you love me. You're just sitting there freaking out.
Okay, you get six attaboys and a case of Pearl Beer. Go ahead.
And on your way out, Have a Drink on Me by AC/DC.
You gotta love it. I'm Kate. He's definitely top three. I told you Texas rules the roost. I told you guys. Remember when we got this gig, I said, watch, Texas is going to go off. Texas, yep. This is the attitude. Hey, Texas, what do you do for a living?
I work for a power company.
Excellent.
Keep the lights on.
I love the light. Thanks for calling. 866-313-3733. And you can email us at davidleeroth.com. Those of you who were turning in to see what's-her-name, the stripper, she called in or had her publicist call in 2 minutes before we actually were to have her on. I said, I stuck my head out the door and I said, hey, where's our gal? And they told me, oh, the publicist just casually called up about 2 minutes ago and said, sorry, I didn't know my client was still in Los Angeles. Okay. I'm not buying it. What people have been doing for the show is having some of their clients show up, and then, we pump them all day. We talk about them over and over and over again, and then at the last minute they call. They got the free advertising, and they didn't deliver the person. They didn't deliver the groceries. I got to see this girl. I know some really good strippers. What was her name? Sheila? Sheila, I know my sister loves you, so I'm not going to say it. But we're going to turn off the music, and I'm going to think it to you, baby. That's right.
Roth Radio, a primera hora, televisión Dave, solamente, yeah.
Hey, really good news. Turns out Sheila Kelly, our pole dancer, is actually in Manhattan. She was last night, and she was at 327 West 23rd Street at the second floor. Turns out one of the fellas on the floor here, his wife, took the class last night and got Sheila's autograph. Her publicist was probably just terribly, terribly mistaken. Sheila's not in Los Angeles. Sheila is within spitting distance, right? Excellent. Typical stripper nonsense, isn't it? Just another clown trying to do some exercise stuff. Trying to transpire on girls who actually work hard for this routine. What did I say earlier? I would much rather have the porn stars. They never pull this nonsense. It's always some self-entitled, self-exalting clown who thinks that they're going to get all the publicity. I'm going to talk it up and talk it up. And then they're going to pull the fast one at the last minute. This clown is in town. And she decided she wasn't going to drag her fat ass out of the rack and come on up here and talk to 1.5 million of you out there listening. This one's for you, Sheila. You can't see my face. Take a look at my ass. Yeah, babe. Don't do this. Don't do this, baby. You'll wind up with bad luck.
Yeah.
Okay, let's cut to another subject. We're going to open up the phones. We're going to change the subject here. And this is something that I was seeing on the TV set here. I saw Abu Ghraib. You know, everything, the prison in Iraq, and the they were being abusive of the prisoners and whatever. And, you know, I'm not for that, obviously. The new photographs that have popped up are, of course, coming from back when the case first arrived. And I think they've disposed of that issue pretty much. You know, the individuals who were involved in harassing the prisoners and what have all been tried and hung or incarcerated or whatever. I'm not for that. That's just abusive of somebody, you know, who's under your jurisdiction. But is it just me? Or is torture that bad? Whoa, look at the phones. 866-313-3733. I'm going to raise the question, and I'm not going to take a side here, because this is a constant conversation that's bouncing around out there. Is there ever an opportunity when you would want to use torture? Or is it just completely out of the question? Look at Animal. He's got a serious look. No, you can't torture Sheila Kelly. But Animal, speak to this. Is there ever a time when you think torture would be an advisable option?
Sure, I can think of many.
Well, why am I not surprised?
Well, you know, in the bedroom, I like the Indian pink.
Stop it, stop it. Brian, what do you think? Is there ever a time when torture would come into play?
If life or death, if somebody's about to die or something and there's a guy that knows information and you got to get it out of him before a bomb blows up.
Okay, you know I call myself a hippie with a pistol. I am a left-leaning liberal. There are a few things from the conservative right that I kind of support. I don't know if I necessarily support this, but I can think of plenty of times when I would solicit the use of torture. And I'm wondering if any of you out there can think of this, or in fact, like the liberal left, the media, how our Bill of Rights speaks for, is this completely unethical? Is this so completely out of the question that there is never, ever an opportunity or a time when you would use the opportunity to torture somebody? I gotta raise that question. This is not a politically correct show, as you can detect from all the different callers, all the different listeners. We get everything. We get the guys in uniform and we get the peaceniks. We get the porn stars and we get the religious. We didn't get Sheila Kelly and we never will, but we get a really good balance. 866-313-3733. What do you think, Hutch? You come from the UK. Is there ever a time when torture comes into play?
I'll tell you something, that you're tortured regularly every Christmas when your wife gets to take you shopping.
So it's okay to reciprocate?
Yep. They are torturing the British right now by banning smoking in pubs. What are you thinking over there, you fools?
Okay. All right, but I'm talking about serious. I knew a guy when I was 12 years old who I worked on a ranch for a summer up in Bend, Oregon. And the son of Bill Sinowski, who owned the ranch, was a Marine, I think it was in recon, okay? And he came back. This was during the Vietnam War. It was late 60s, you know, somewhere in there. And he came back, and he had a picture of a guy who was like CIA or something like that. And he said, and this is the guy who asks all the questions. And there was a picture of a cat in a uniform. He was wearing a chef's apron, like a barbecue apron, and there were two forks crossed, and it said, "I always get it wrong." I wonder, are these guys something that we truly need, or isn't it in fact a completely unethical, never can do, never useful, never an option kind of a thing? 866-313-3733. Might as well pick it up. The phones are lit. Go ahead. Hit it up, Hutch.
Ken.
Ken, you're on Roth Radio. Are you a tortured soul? Start there.
Wonderful. No, I'm not a tortured soul. Well, I guess I am, actually. But the idea is here that I just got back from last year, Indonesia, where there's a lot of torture going on regarding, there was beheadings and tortures there, because of all that's going on regarding these cartoons and, you know, prior to the cartoons, all of the, action that's going on with all the Muslim, things. There's so many unreported things is what I'm saying.
Slow down, Ken. Who's torturing who over there?
Well, basically, what's happening is there was a family. Let me get specific with you, Mr. Roth.
Please.
There was a family over there, all children, and on their way to school, just because they were Christian, they were beheaded, first tortured, of course, and then beheaded by the Muslims. So it's really getting crazy over in the Jakarta, Indonesia area. You really need to research that a little bit.
Well, of course, we don't support that. And I completely suppose that you do not support that, agreed?
No. I'm just saying that as an international musician, performer, also like yourself, touring the world and elsewhere, we're finding out that as we go to these places, the hatred for America, and I'm seeing it firsthand. I just wanted to share with you that some really horrific things are going on over in these countries against American thoughts and American ways and, you know, Christianity, Judaism, and the whole thing. They're really taking it to the extremes over there. So I just wanted to share with you.
And do you think that they're taking it to the extremes as a new activity, or are we just becoming aware of it?
Exactly what you're saying. I think we're just becoming aware of it because we're so, you know, insulated in our own fun, spongy world here that we just get to, you know, avoid all of the things that go on. But as you know from touring the world, that when you go around, your eyes are opened and you see things.
Akira Kurosawa, the great Japanese director, had a one-sentence acceptance speech when he got his Lifetime Achievement Award for the Oscars a number of years ago. And it went just like this. To be an artist means you never close your eyes. Do you agree?
Absolutely.
And do you think that with all this torture ethic that they're basing this, they're saying they're doing it because of America's activities? Is that what they're saying today?
Absolutely, sir. I was there, you know, with guarded. It's called the Java Jazz Festival. It was the first American or, you know, Eastern festival having all kinds of artists. We had James Brown and other folks. You know, I play with some other folks. And we had a huge festival, but there was, you know, there was people in the streets protesting this concert. It's actually happening again in two
What's
weeks.
That got to do with torture?
Well, what it has to do with torture is the fact that over there, you know, just reading and speaking with the locals there, it's a constant thing that's going on. And I really didn't know anything about it until I was there, sir.
Oh, wait until you take a trip through Africa, my friend. Thanks for calling. 866-313-3733. I think what we're seeing is what's always been around. And we point the finger one way or another and say, I'm doing it today because of this, and I'm doing it tomorrow because of that. Same way I rationalize smoking cigarettes. Well, I did it last night because I was drinking. And then I woke up with her this morning, so I smoked another cigarette. But I don't support torture, not in a general sense, but I got to raise a question. What if somebody had kidnapped your sister? What if somebody had kidnapped your mother and you were absolutely sure that this individual knew where that individual was? Okay, would you resort to torture? I mean, it's a hypothetical question, and you can answer it legitimately here on the radio. You don't have to identify yourself. This is very different than talking about it by name in a newspaper. Nobody really volunteers the way they really think. Call me, 866-313-3733. Hutch has a good one, I think. Go ahead, friend. You're on.
Calling in anonymously.
Okay, he's anonymous.
New York. JP.
Go, JP.
Yeah, JP from White Plains. Good morning. I just wanted to offer my opinion that this torture is not acceptable in a civilized, democratic, free society.
I agree.
If you need to rough somebody up, a little imminent danger, maybe lean on them, maybe scare them a little bit. If you think something is about to happen, maybe. But to string somebody up and torture them, we're not the Baathists, we're not Saddam Hussein, we're not Nazis. We just cannot do it.
I agree. Now, what if somebody had kidnapped your daughter? Do you have a daughter?
No, I don't have any children, but I get your point. I have a loving wife. And
okay, let's say you're a loving wife, because I've had somebody try and kidnap my father with a loaded gun.
Well,
okay,
you know,
and if somebody kidnapped your loving wife, and he told you, as sometimes these freakazoids do, I know where she is, but you can't touch me. I want to talk to my lawyer. She's in an airtight little box. Happens all the time. And he wants to talk to his lawyer. Yeah, I know, but you can't touch me, and I'm not going to say anything. What would you do, my friend?
The person-to-person thing is a little different. You know, if you're out there on your own, you don't have the authorities backing you up, you've got your hands on somebody, it's a little different. I was talking about government policy.
I'm with you.
Do it. And even as a human being, you have to stay on, you know, you deal with what's put in your hand. If someone hits you over the head with a pipe, you may have to turn around and pick up the pipe and hit them and beat them to get them away from you, to stop them beating you.
No problem. Do you have any problems with pedophiles?
With pedophiles?
Yeah.
I think they're sick and they should be kept from the general population.
Jesus, I could have sworn you almost said tortured. Don't go away. No, a little more torture after this.
Mornings, David Lee Roth on 92.3 Free FM.
Hey, special thanks once again for all the guys down at the Palm West for executive breakfast. Red meat and nothing but, huh? Sounds like it. Then just the whole show is powered up by this. Good stuff. The Palm West down on 250 West 50th Street. Special thanks to Chris Gilman and Chef Sean. Sean, you outdid yourself this morning. The Palm West. Roth Radio, we're on DavidLeeRoth.com. I'm the one who positioned the question. Is it just me, or is torture that bad? The phones, I didn't even finish the sentence, and the phones lit up. The grapevine is throwing off sparks 40 meters long here, 866-313-3733. Again, I'm not going to position myself one way or another. I'm just trying to spark a little debate here. You hire me for speed, dash, and general insecurity. Take me on every great adventure. Okay, number five, you're on. Go ahead, friend. You're talking to D-Row.
Judy.
Yes. Judy, what's up?
Who is this?
This is David Lee, Judy.
Hello.
How are you? Go ahead.
I just wanted to say I'm listening to your show right now, and I really believe that the reason there's so much crime in this country is because our laws are too lenient, and people don't get punished properly.
And do you think that torture could possibly be a proper punishment for some people?
Torture in yes, some forms of torture.
And what forms of torture would you be reaching for?
It's a proven fact that pedophiles. Cannot be cured.
Okay.
They can't be fixed.
So what would you do with a pedophile who got convicted? Well, would you torture the information out of him, or would you allow him to be convicted and then torture him publicly on a channel on a pay-per-view and force other pedophiles to watch it? What was your suggestion?
Seeing him get castrated without any form of anesthesia or anything like that, yeah, it might scare somebody.
Judy, you're going to make some young man very, very unhappy someday. Brian, go ahead.
My answer to the child molesters is a giant meat grinder. Put him in slowly, feet first, till they're gone.
Yep. But you know what? That may be sexually stimulating to some pedophiles.
Well, you're
I don't.
Right.
I think that if a pedophile sat in front of the investigating whatever and said, "Look, I know where the kid is, and I'm not going to tell you, and I know my rights, and I want my lawyer, and I'm just going to sit here silently, and there's nothing you can do." We've all seen this in the movies. Would that call for torture, Judy?
That's the problem. The lawyers are the problem.
Okay, suppose there was no lawyer.
Okay, if there was no lawyer and he was convicted?
No, this is a guy who tells you, "I've just kidnapped your daughter. I know where she is. She's running out of steam. And I don't have to tell you anything, and I'm not going to tell you, and I want my lawyer." Would that be a case for torture?
Absolutely.
And what would you do to him?
Well, I wouldn't take it into my own hands.
Ah.
I would have if our laws were
See, well,
different.
This is the break point, Judy, because when somebody starts talking about Judy, the first thing they do is hand the whip to somebody else. I don't know that torture is ever ethical. Of course, I have not been in a scenario where somebody's kidnapped somebody dear to me or done something so ruinous that you got to extract the information. But I'm wondering about in the military. You think it's ever possible that's a good option in the military or not?
Yes, I do.
Interesting. Where are you calling from, Judy?
Connecticut.
Okay. And what's your religion, just for sake of discussion here?
Catholic.
Okay. How old are you?
43.
Well, I don't know that I agree with your words, but I love your attitude. Thanks for calling, Judy. 866-313-3733. Try number 12. Go for it. Laura, isn't it curious?
Hey.
The women.
Diamond Dave, what's going on?
You're going on, Laura. What do you think? What tortures you these days?
This is such an honor. I just have to say before I get into it, because, I mean, I don't want to go back in history, but I just have to, just for a sec, because I've seen Van Halen, not Van Hagar, but Van Halen many, many times.
Well, Van Hagar is a not-so-subtle form of torture.
You were one of my first concerts I ever saw.
Thank you so much.
And, I was amazed.
And living without me all of this time has been a torture to you. Talk to me about the subject, Laura. Go ahead.
You know... let me tell you, we're getting back to the subject of pedophiles and things like that. Something did happen to my daughter.
Uh-oh.
She was, in a way, molested by a neighbor next door who was 14 at the time, who showed her an erection.
Who showed her what? I'm sorry?
Excuse me?
Go ahead, say it again.
He showed her his penis.
Okay.
Which was erected.
Got it.
He wanted her to touch it.
Okay.
She was 6 years old at the time.
Okay.
I intervened, called the police, and Department of Children Welfare came to my home accusing me of not watching her properly.
Okay. So
had I done that, perhaps the situation would not have happened.
Okay. Well, this is an interesting call. Please continue.
Now, as far as pedophiles and somebody abducting or doing something to my child, I think that I would be so blatantly outraged, I would not be able to see straight, and they would not have time to even get through the court system because I would take care of them.
Well, this is the kind of...
Leave me no choice. I would be that enraged.
Well, this is the kind of thinking that doesn't usually make it into the newspaper. This is the kind of thinking that never winds up in morning radio, for sure. And this is the kind of thing that may actually end my radio career. But I knew that this kind of thinking is running around, all in one, one in all. That's what the Buddhists say. We're all basically the same here. And I think that there are times when you might want to reach for the branding iron. I don't know that it's ethical in terms of the military or ethical in terms of government process. But I do think there are moments, Laura, like you may have experienced, that changes somebody's view on this. Do you agree or disagree?
Absolutely.
Thanks for calling. Laura, 866-313-3733. Fuji. Torture is good. Oh, this is that sounds like an album title. Okay. Fuji, you're on, my friend.
Hey, Diamond Dave.
Hey, brother, what's up?
I totally am with torturing guys, especially criminals, for things that they have done. I mean, the victims of different crimes doesn't have any rights as far as getting back at these guys. I mean, jail is sort of like a hotel or a resort for some of these guys. So I figure that if we start torturing them, you know, maybe it'll deter other guys before they start to go out and commit heinous crimes against people like pedophilia or rape or any other thing
okay.
like that.
Well, you got two concerns that you have to address if, in fact, we follow your tract of thinking, which is, A, what if you torture the wrong guy? And B, what if he never really knew the information? Okay. And also, well, you'd speak to that if you would. What if you end up torturing the wrong guy?
Well, you know what?
So
the
what?
These are the many. These are the many. You know, I'm totally for it. And okay, yeah, we make mistakes. Our judicial system makes mistakes. I mean, sure, we lock up the wrong guy, you know, and even probably sent guys to death row. You know, for a crime that they probably didn't commit. But, I mean, you know, overall, it's just the needs of the many.
Okay.
You know, I mean, if somebody kidnapped my daughter or my son, yeah, if I knew...
See, well, stop right there, friend. Stop right there. Stop right there. That is the point where everybody changes their opinion. We're very, very easy to share about the military, governmental process, the democracy process, and I'm all for it. But there is a point when I think virtually everybody will reach for the branding iron. And that you just addressed that point right there. My other point that I wanted to share with you is I don't think pedophiles any more than bank robbers or serial killers pay much attention to, oh, that could happen. Happened to me. Virtually every adolescent brain goes, no, I'll be the one that they don't catch. And I don't know that actually torturing people like the girl suggested earlier on television would be anything but a fabulously successful pay-per-view. What do you think, Brian?
Also, about the getting the innocent guy, if these guys got a rap sheet 5 pages long, chances are they're guilty, you know.
Thank God you're not a judge. 866-313-3733. We have a parole officer here. His name is Anthony. Let's get the parole officer's view. Anthony, you're talking to D-Row. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
Where are you calling from, Anthony?
Well, I'd rather not say.
Okay, no problem. I understand. Yeah. Go ahead and speak to this subject one way or another.
Well, I don't know. It's about, as far as torturing these guys, I don't think that's a very useful solution because it's not going to really accomplish anything except for make the torturer happy perhaps for a little while anyway.
You're probably right. What kind of are you a parole officer or a probation officer, my friend?
Parole I supervise sex offenders exclusively. I've been doing that for about 7 years.
Okay, and I don't think that torture would stop anybody from doing anything in that case. Do you?
No, I certainly don't.
Okay.
These guys, we find that if they're managed in the community under supervision and treatment, they're usually pretty manageable. The guys who start acting funny, you know, they end up going back to jail. They're pretty easy to catch.
Ah, why are they so easy to catch?
Well, they start doing stupid things. You know, they start hanging out with women that have children. They start going to bars. They start messing up in treatment. They do things like that. I mean, they're not the smartest guys on the planet.
Okay, if we can go on an agreement that, just for the sake of argument here, that torture is generally unethical, it's not a necessary thing. Have you ever dealt with a client that, of course, you would not, but have you ever dealt with a parole-violating client or somebody that you felt like torturing, and why, if you did?
Oh, man, I don't know if I want to say that.
Although you've already answered my question. You've already... Go ahead.
There's guys that I've dealt with who I felt there was no hope for, but they end up going back to jail and, you know, hopefully we never see from them again.
You know what? I'm learning something from this call. Thank you for calling, Anthony. I don't know. I don't know that torture is ever an ethical thing. And as far as, you know, dealing with the military and the government, of course not. It's not something that you want to invoke. But I am convinced that look at most of the calls here. You get nothing but support, because everybody runs towards the family point. Okay. Once you isolate it into something quite specific. Interesting how people really think when we're not putting our names on it, huh? Interesting when it's not in print. And you'll hear it always here, right here on Roth Radio. I got another request for this song that we're going to finish up the show with. Don't forget, we got all the rehab songs that I read off of the list. We're going to start putting that together for next Friday. Thanks again to everybody at the Palm West. Great breakfast, guys. For Sheila Kelly, you bimbo. And for Lloyd from Troma, Lloyd Kaufman. We'll be seeing you again next week. All of you who sat through this, you're a very strong bunch. Heavy lifting here on Roth Radio. D-Row, it's Animal's House.
Yeah, yeah.
Be Young is being bad. Hutch, you're too much, baby. New York, Philly, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach, the entire worldwide. See you guys bright-eyed and bushy-tailed Monday morning, baby.
There is